Everyone has seen a paper printer, but not everyone has seen, or even heard of, a 3D printer. This technology takes a set of plans and builds a 3D object out of plastic before your eyes. Here, the MakerBot Replicator 2 was printing handball goggles. The printing process for an item of this size takes nearly 2.5 hours. The 3D printer is housed in the UWF Library's Skylab. John Barksdale is the Skylab Technology Manager.
We'll take a look at their model and see that it looks okay, and we can see how much plastic it's going to take to make the model, and we can give them a price on what it's going to cost. And it could run anywhere from $1.10 up to maybe $10 to $12, depending on the size.
UWF's Art Department maintains 4 3D printers for its students, but the Skylab's printer is available for use by all UWF students, faculty, and staff. A UWF Nautilus card is required to pay for the printing service, so it is not open to the general public.
We're hoping to support innovative instruction here at UWF, and that's part of the strategic plan, and it's just an opportunity to make prototypes, physical models that can be used in the classroom.
MakerBot operates the site Thingiverse, which contains thousands of 3D models that users can download and print. However, Barksdale hopes that students and the rest of the campus community will take interest in the designing process.
We want it to be a learning experience. We're not going to be like the 3D printer store where you just come up here, hey, I want an iPhone 4 case. We really want people to come up here and create stuff with 3D modeling software and learn.
One of the Skylab assistants trained to operate the 3D printer is Perry Journey, a junior at UWF studying computer engineering.
The university's had 3D printers before, but they've never quite been available to students as much as this one has been. So we're really trying to reach out to students and give them more of an opportunity to learn newer technologies.
The MakerBot Replicator 2 is a fifth-generation 3D printer. The seemingly futuristic technology was invented nearly 30 years ago.
3D printing has been around since the 80s, and the patents have just freed up recently, so there's been an explosion of companies in 3D printing. So this one is one of the earlier models and one of the earlier companies since that explosion.
On the table next to the printer is the MakerBot Digitizer, a scanner that uses lasers and a camera to create 3D models of objects placed on its turntable. However, the scanning software may not generate a perfect replica of the item, and the model may need to be edited in 3D modeling software for a more accurate print.
There's obvious restrictions, such as weapons and stuff, but as long as it's a reasonable thing, no, there's no restriction other than size of what the printer can actually produce.
More information about the Skylab is available at libguides.uwf.edu/Skylab. Katya Ivanov, WUWF News.